dropping in for a quick hello. You're listening to Who Cares Wins with me, Lily Cole, as we hunt for reasons to be optimistic. This week, we're sharing an extract from Life Sentence, a semi-fictional podcast, which I absolutely love, which takes a new approach to climate change.
Look for ways to tread lightly and gently each day. Ask yourself where things go when you throw them away. And look for the life in the things that you buy. Ask yourself how it came to you. What had to die? Raise your voice against systems of dead status quo. The power is in you. I've seen it. I know.
Yesterday morning, a 15-year-old schoolgirl sat on her own outside Swedish Parliament with a sign that read, "School Strike for Climate."
It is a moment for a call to action for everyone. And young people have a particular role to play there because ultimately it is young people that will face the worst of these consequences over their lifetimes.
This new generation of change makers from all over the world are calling for an end to all new coal, oil, and gas explorations and developments in order to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees
Celsius.
Across
the globe, millions of people have joined together in the biggest climate protest since records began. Demonstrations took place from Mexico City's Zocalo Square to the Plaza de Mayo in Buenos Aires.
Greenpeace protesters have erected a statue of Prime Minister Boris Johnson dripping in oil to protest the new Cambo oil.
Activists have dumped 625 kilos of plastic waste outside Downing Street, the same amount that the UK sends overseas every 30 seconds.
These manifestations of social unrest are actually tremendous opportunities for social change. They play a social evolutionary function, actually. So when they happen, it's important not to rush out and squash them because we need that energy to channel into making great changes in our society.
I'm here to tell you that, unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight.
From a two-week blockade of central London's roads to stripping naked in the House of Commons to spraying artificial blood from a fire engine across the capital's financial district, Extinction Rebellion's epic protests have stormed the political stage and transformed public consciousness on the hot topic of climate change.
A greener future is a fairer future. It means more jobs. It means an end to global poverty. It means a politics of empathy. It means gender equality. It means clean air for our children.
Now the people have understood that saving the forest is also for saving their own future.
The science is here. The solutions are here. But the political system is built on profit. We need to scream and shout and march for a better way of living.
We can create a world with clean air and water, unlimited energy, and fish stocks that will sustain us well into the future. But to do that, we need a plan.
They call this civil disobedience. But why would I be obedient? Obedient to destruction? Complicit in ecocide? No, there's a time for disobedience, and that time is now.
I can only encourage us all to think big and act now.
We need to move beyond guilt or blame and get on with the practical tasks in hand.
I fight for the climate because the answers are there, we're just not using them.
I fight for climate change because climate change is hard, climate change is complicated, and climate change needs all of us to do different things to be part of the solution.
I fight for climate change because I think it's the greatest unjust of our time. Those who contribute the least to climate change are suffering the most, so we must do something about it.
It's a matter of learning to live in a completely different way at the pace of the natural world, in harmony with the natural world, and in such a way that the natural world can replenish itself as fast as we are using it up.
When people say, you know, that we're destroying the earth, actually we're destroying ourselves. The earth will survive one way or another, but we won't, and if that's something we care about, we should be doing something about it.
It's the inaction that scares me most of all.
It's urgent. And we need to act now.
Someone once wondered if a million people jumping together might trigger an earthquake. think it's high time you tried. I think it's time for an earthquake of the right variety. The kind that kickstarts a seismic switch, a tectonic wrench, a paradigm shift. I want you to stand up, arms out, head high, and walk confidently in the direction of a beautiful future. Your mind is a miracle of design. Your voice is your own. I want you to stand up for the animals that don't speak your language. I want you to throw yourself towards the right side of history. Lend your voice wherever you can. Lend your heart at every opportunity. Spend your money wisely. Vote with kindness. Share stories that inspire you to fight for the planet you call home. I've seen the world from outer space, and she is smaller than you can imagine. Her fate is yet to be written, and you are one of the writers. So, next time you're outside, I want you to close your eyes, tilt your head back, and feel the whisper of air on your eyelids. Remember that you are part of the world. Remember that she loves you. And please, be brave and love her back.
And that was an extract from Life Sentence. Thank you for listening to Who Cares Wins, Reasons to be Optimistic. And we'd be so grateful if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share the podcast. And do get in touch if you have your own hope and optimism you'd like to share.
Battery low.